Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
What have I done to deserve this?
Welcome back, Midday Show. Eagles fans having some fun yesterday with Jerry.
I don't think he knew he was being heckled.
You thought that was
like
sincere?
Listen to that, Kyle. Because he said, "Hey, I'm just gonna keep like he act like he was really like this the same cat."
I think you'd feel differently if you watched the video.
Okay, but still, this you know I don't know because this the same cat that had helicopter visits at the facility
during practice. Yeah.
During practice and was sliding people through the practice while they were actually practicing. So, like, I don't know, dog. I know what it looks like, but he might not see it.
Look,
there's.
I mean, look. I think Jerry's kind of losing his marbles a little bit. There's like no way in my mind that he could be that oblivious to what's going on right there.
I don't know, dog. I don't know.
You have got to be smoking something.
Yeah, it's not good for Jerry. Can we also hear from Micah Parsons yesterday, who had an interesting take on a game his team lost by 34 points? Here it was.
You look at their play. I mean, they have two big runs and three good deep shots. Other than that, we made them earn it, and you take away the scoreboard. It was about five plays that decided this game. I mean, you hate to say that because it's a lot of football, but you know the two deep shots to Devontae Smith and the one to AJ Brown, and then also Devontae on that slant. You know, for the most part, we were making them earn it: 3 yards, 2 yards, fourth and ones, which is good football for when you're playing a team like the Eagles, but. But the other side is that when you play in those big teams, we understand big plays is going to happen.
So yesterday, the Eagles outgained them by over 100 yards. They had more time of possession. They had 6.2 yards of play to 4.5 and four turnovers to none. But in Micah Parsons' world, Hugh, that was just a couple plays here.
Yeah, I think he's trying to spin it in a positive.
Coping?
He's
coping?
Yeah, doing a little bit of coping. Yeah. There were some plays that were, like early on, it looked like it was a little hairy. But as the game progressed, it was just like, wow. It was one of those games that you could have really went to bed probably early in the third quarter.
Yeah. As soon as they scored right when Pickett got hurt, the game was over.
Yeah.
I actually thought he made a really good point. If you take away nine of the Cowboys' losses, they're undefeated, 7-0.
Well, you know what? They're the best team in football. Just a couple plays here and there, and their whole season would be different.
I mean, because if you take away the record and the scoreboard, like the things that matter, they're great. Everything's good.
You know, sometimes that dog hunts, if the game is like a 10-point game, you could be like, actually, it was a little closer. It's a play here really swung it, or even a 14-point game. When you lose by 34 and you get on the microphone and say, five plays determine this game, you sound silly, Micah. I mean, you got crushed. The game, you just said it. Everyone could have took a nap in the third quarter.
Yeah, I kind of take a nap.
You took a nap in the third quarter.
I was like, man, this ain't take a nap.
Like you fell asleep or you decided to go to the bed?
No, I went to bed. I got because I was there. I stayed to the third quarter. So I'm listening. And again, heard Deb do her thing on the sideline. And after I got home, I'm like, dog, it was like 30-something to 7. I was like, do I really need to turn this game on?
Well, I'll be honest. As soon as Saquon came out after he got over 2,000, the game was on, but I was not really paying attention anymore. The game, like, it was in the hands of the backup. So let's go to Marple Mac in Malvern, and then we'll fire up the playoff machine in a few minutes here and tell you about the scenarios or who the Eagles are going to see in the first round here. Marple Mac, what's up, Marple?
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call. Belated Merry Christmas, guys.
You too, Marple Mac. What are you feeling today?
Well, you know, like I always, a man of my word, and words mean things. The last call, and it was scathing, because I'm amped up and I care about the team. So after, just as I told Kyle, you guys were talking, and then Kyle said, well, why doesn't he send a letter to the station? Well, I did just that. I sent a package addressed to you, Douglas. I mailed it off Friday because the holidays, I thought it was the post office over where I live in Malvern is on Saturdays. It closes at 11:30. But because of the holidays, for some odd reason, I thought it was Saturday. Oh, I better hurry up and get over to the post office. Mm-hmm. And I got it out. I sent it. There's a tracking number on everything, and it's addressed to you, Douglas, care of Sports Talk Radio, yada, 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 fourth floor. So now there's no excuse.
Yeah, I'm going to go look for it.
Wait a minute. What is it? You said a package.
You did. It's a surprise, yeah. Hugh.
You know what?
Christmas gift.
Surprise.
You're not a surprise?
I don't like the way you said that, Kyle. Surprise.
Well, is it a letter, Mark Womack, or is it like a gift?
You said a package.
Well, yeah, it's a package. And I sent some of these packages to to the Eagles, and I sent one to another team, and that team responded, but I'm not saying who because it's irrelevant right now.
I would argue it's quite relevant, actually. They just sent me a schedule.
They weren't really serious about it, but at least they did respond, which is more than the Eagles have done when I've sent four, and now I think this is number five. So I thought, okay, Kyle made some sense. Why not send it to the station, and then maybe you, Douglas, can see that the pertinent people get it.
We're opening this live on the air next segment. If it's here. But he says it's here.
I'm going to let you open it.
You have my permission.
Told me it
should be there by Monday.
All right, we'll check it out.
Okay, we'll see.
It is
Monday. I asked the lady at the front, the receptionist. I asked if we got one.
Yeah, and
this is a thing during the break.
I told Kyle that I would address the Saquon thing. Remember, Joe, when you got into a dialogue with Jolovitz?
Of course, Jolly versus Jillia.
I thought you were going to cause that man a stroke. I mean, he was really, but I agree. They're not going to have a parade over his getting a record. And it's really not worth the effort. And I love Saquon's attitude. If it happens, it happens. But he doesn't want to risk getting hurt in a game like that. And I mean, I think it could happen. I mean, he might bust a couple long runs like he did against Dallas and have it. And then they can pull him. But to put him in and leave him in there till he gets it, that's insanity.
Well, I mean, they could get it in the first half of the game here, Marple Mack, this coming game.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He could bust off a couple runs, but to leave him in the whole, at least we agree on that, but to leave him in the whole game until he gets it, that's playing with C4, liquid oxygen, and you name God knows what else.
You got to be smart about it. Yeah, they have to be smart. Yeah. And I'm not surprised they took him out yesterday after he got his 31st carry and he got to 2,000. You got to be smart about it. Let's try to get this in the first half. Get in, get out, and get everyone rested for next weekend, Marple Mack.
We agree. Hey, another thing. Mm-hmm. The very first Eagles game that I ever saw was when they beat the Bears under Ramil in 79. I went to it with my brother. I got tickets at the Navy Yard. So I'm waiting for the playoffs. And I guess I'll have to go to Dover to get tickets through morale, military, because I'm retired Navy. So my brother Dale said he would come. He would try to come up from Tennessee to see the game with me. He went and saw every game. He had season tickets to the '66 team that went 9-5. When they played at Franklin Field. So just thought I'd throw that out there.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Marple Mack, you have a great new year, and we can't wait to find this package and open up. Marple Mack, we appreciate the phone call. Now, the question is, what did you get?
I don't know.
You should be flattered.
You seem really nervous.
I know.
No, I'm just saying, Marple Mack barely speak to me, and now he's sending me packages. I'm a little leery about that.
I'm guessing it's a book.
He thinks you're a conduit to the Eagles. That's why it's not addressed. Yeah, his end game is to get this into the NovaCare. That's where he's been trying to send all this stuff.
I'm going
to
let Joe open the package.
I'll open the package.
Fine. Yeah, might as well. You going to do it on air?
Yeah, of course I am. It's probably a book or letters. That's all. I mean,
And before we leave today, I need a parlay for some of these college games because I'm kind of busted. So I need a big win.
I mean, Kyle and I try to tell you when you were peacocking around here about your 8-leg parlay that the betting gods would get you.
I'm thinking, Joe, we were talking about it this morning. And I know where I'm at before I say what I'm about to say. Mm. But I feel like Penn State might be on upset alert. I'm just saying. I know that might not be, you
well,
know, a lot
not
of Penn
make
State
people
and,
happy. Yeah.
Not at all. I'm just saying. I just feel like, you know, might be a little upset.
Okay.
Boy, I like kind of like Boise State, man.
I'm not feeling that.
I mean, I'm just saying. I'm not trying to make anybody mad.
Then
I'm
you
just
also like SMU.
I'm not mad.
Joe, we ain't talking about last week.
Did you pick the Bears twice against the Lions?
Wait a minute. We ain't talking about last week when I was trying to figure out a big hitter, quitter, like a parlay that was going to put me on the map. I kind of floated that one out there a little bit.
Just like those real pro gamblers looking for that big parlay to put them back over the top.
Some of Hugh's takes just need time, though. I mean, he was right about the Panthers eventually.
I don't know.
Bryce Young.
I just feel like Boise State poised. They might do some things.
They are an 11-point underdog. You get some pretty good
that's
odds.
That's a good
on
upset
that.
Alert.
Man, I'm thinking I might take Boise State in that one.
Money line?
Yeah. Woo. I might take Boise State in the money line.
I don't know about that one. All right, TR and Winfield. What's up, TR?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's going on?
How you doing,
man?
TR?
Nothing, man. Look, Sirianni better not step in the way of that record, man. I want that record because Philadelphia, we the first of a lot of different things, and I want this record to be broken so nobody can ever break it. Because we have an opportunity to go past 101 yards.
That's right.
We got a chance to surpass it where they'll never be caught in the next 60 or 80 years. So, yeah, he needs to be playing. And furthermore, if I was the owner, I'm not going to be sitting them guys down just because it's going to happen because it's Super Bowl. Them guys' money sitting on the bench. I'm not going to have my money sitting on the bench. Because we go ahead and win, and when it's Super Bowl, that makes me more money. So he needs to play. Everybody needs to play. You know, maybe not Hurts because of injury, but outside of that, everybody needs to play. And I feel as though these are our backup quarterbacks, that's a testament to our coaching staff to get them guys to be able to come back, to be a backup. You know, backup plays, comes and plays really good like that. I love that. And he goes to Philadelphia first, though, I'm going to keep. We got Hopkins. We beat my zone's record. The Sixers, what? We the first team to get a player ejected and then come back to the play again. I never saw that before. You know what I mean? We got the first Fresh Prince of Philadelphia straight out of Bel Air straight out of Winfield, and Barkley gonna beat this record, man. So yeah, we want to be the first. We want to beat that, man. And I hope he doesn't do that to us, man. We want him to beat that record.
Let's go. Sure. Yeah, I just, if I'm Sirianni, I can't look at the team in the eyes and say you're sitting down. No, I can't do it.
And we're the birthplace of the United States. We're the first of everything, Philly.
Yeah, I like how he tied that in there.
You know,
I like how he tied the birthplace in there.
Yeah.
TR, it's all good.
Yeah, man. And I just want to hope Sirianni make the right decision for the fans, man. We need that. We need that record broken and so it can't be surpassed. You know what I'm saying? We got the Philly jersey. You know what I mean? With him being from Jersey and him playing in Philly, this is great for the whole, for everything.
We need it. You know what I need? I need Sirianni pregame speech on Sunday to reference that we're the birthplace of America, too. And we're number one in everything.
Yes.
And one more thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we ain't sing an anthem what's his name, Jerry Jones. We're from Philly. F. King in Philly. I wish we could have said that, sung it to him while he was there, man. That guy, his smug attitude. Yeah, I don't like, we should have just went on and started singing it.
I'm all for everyone yelling things at Jerry Jones and people taking videos of it. It's the best. TR, we appreciate you, man. And have a happy new year. All right, let's grab this call, and then we'll do we'll rev up the playoff machine and talk about the scenarios for this weekend. We know it's going to be one of two teams coming here next week for the playoff game. But Hugh, you put a call out for Giants fans.
Giants fans, tell me how you feel about Saquon and his success
as he's about to break the rusher. Well, you got one here, Julio.
Julio,
what's up, Julio?
Hey guys, how you doing? Real quick, I'm working, but I got to make this quick. I'm a big Giants fan. You can't say nothing about the Giants, but I will say this. I'm a big Saquon Barkley fan. And the thing about this, man, I do want him to break the record. I got nothing but love for him. But the big secret I have two big secrets. And I told him, I got a lot of brothers who are Eagle fans. And they've been beating me up because you guys have been doing great.
Mm-hmm.
But because of Saquon, I finally got a jersey, an Eagle jersey. I would never wear a jersey, Eagle jersey. But I did. I did. I got one, and I need an autograph from him. But the other secret is, when I was looking for a house, there were four houses I looked at. Three of them went down, and the one street that I live in says Eagle Way. I said to my friend, "No way I'm going to get that," and I got the house. I was blessed with a house, which I love. And the other thing is, man, the secret, I was born in Philly, man. Born in Philly. Mom took me away from Philly, and I was raised in New York. That's the reason I'm a New York fan. But Saquon, yes, all the way. And you, man, if you could get my number offline, man, I need to his autographed jersey.
I can't. I don't know Saquon like that.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know him like that.
No, but you guys, listen, you guys are doing good. I hear you guys every day. I love it when you guys talk that nice trash. But, you know, it's great, man. You guys are good. You guys are good.
And well, we appreciate you, man. And we appreciate you. How about that, Hugh? You got a confession out of Julio here. A couple secrets.
I'm saying. It's probably a lot of Giants fans that are dealing with that and coming to the grips that, you know, the guy that they liked, he's having more success with our team than he had with the team that he was actually drafted by.
I think Julio also gave us an idea for a fun summer segment where callers could give us a secret about themselves. Just unveil it right on the air.
Do we really want to do that, though?
Yes.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, we do. Give us your deepest, darkest secrets.
I mean, Julio offered up, too.
Boy, I tell you, we probably go. I can see us getting in trouble behind that.
Oh, I would be deathly afraid to hear Herb.
Oh yeah, we hand over the dump button for that one, Herb. You should have said that.
Man,
you take that one to the grave, buddy.
You know what's funny though? I got a strange feeling tonight at the Players Lounge. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an exciting show. I don't know why.
Do we know who we have?
I think it was Landon Dickerson. I think.
Well, you know what you need to do. I'm putting this on you.
What's that?
You need to get him on record that he's going to tell Sirianni we're playing.
If it's Landon tonight, then you know for a fact we're going to ask that question.
Do you know what scene is in my head? The scene in Rudy where they all go into the coach's office and they put their jerseys on the desk and they say, if he's not playing, we're not playing. If they all do that, Sirianni's got to play Saquon.
You know, I've never seen all of Rudy before. Never.
You can kind of guess the story.
He stinks. He's on the practice squad.
Yeah, they let him play.
You're five foot nothing. Yeah. You're 100 and nothing. Yeah, I remember that part, but I never saw the movie.
Very inspiring. By the way, speaking of Landon, did you see the picture of them all in the locker room after Saquon broke the record?
They're holding him?
Landon is picking up Saquon, who's like, what does he weigh, like 250 pounds?
230, 240.
And he's holding him like he's a small child.
Yeah, they held him up with the ease I can hold my 7-year-old daughter. Like he's a huge insane grown man. It's nuts. All right, can we rev up the playoff machine here and look ahead? There it is. I always like when we do this. We press those buttons and the playoff machine just revs up. All right, Hugh, this one's pretty simple. You ready for this? Here's the scenarios. Well, we're down to two. The NFC's field is not set. We're not going to know how this looks until Sunday night, Lions and Vikings, right? The winner will be the one seed. The loser's going to be the five seed and have to go on the road. Here's what we do know, though. The Eagles are officially the number two seed. Nothing's going to change that. They're the number two seed in the postseason. Now, who they play, well, that's still up in the air. And it's a matter of one or two teams. You ready for this? It's the Commanders or it's the Packers. And really, this is now about the Commanders. If the Commanders win on Sunday, they are heading to the sixth seed, and that means the Packers are the seventh seed. So if the Commanders beat the Cowboys, we get the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
The only way we get the Packers, the Commanders, excuse me, is if the Washington loses and Green Bay wins. So right now, Hugh, the more likely scenario is it's the Packers. The Packers are the most likely scenario now
okay.
for the Eagles.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. They play well down the stretch, but I like the fact that we match up pretty well with them. I like that matchup. I would have rather had, I'm not going to lie though, I'd have rather had the Commodores though.
I would too.
Because of what has transpired in the last game with
Sirianni and Hurts.
The Sirianni Hurts thing and the fact that they were talking trash and, you know what I'm saying, all the good stuff. You never know though. You might get a chance to see him later on down the line.
So I think the Commanders are, that's the team I would rather play than the Packers, but neither are, like we brought this up earlier with Ross, you know, a lot of times these seven seeds, Kyle, have been like 9 and 8 teams. Neither are picnics. I mean, no. I think the Eagles will be favored to win either game. They should beat either team here, but it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, usually the way that the new playoff format's worked out is that the 2 versus 7 is like a blowout game. Like they have no shot. I think what one team has ever...
Last year's Packers.
Oh, it was the Packers and the Cowboys. Okay, yeah. But, I mean, usually they're just terrible games. That's not the case in this NFC playoff picture. I mean, there's no slouches, I don't think, in this postseason. Besides, if, like, the Falcons creep in, I also think the Bucs are seriously overrated, too, by a lot of people just because we're a little bit scared of how they played us in playoff past. But there's no – but, like, at least in terms of the first round, I'll take either Green Bay or Washington. It doesn't really matter to me. I think we'll beat either of them here.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens this weekend and how Washington and Green Bay play it. Now, if they both lose, we get the Packers. So the Packers are the most likely scenario. If Washington and the Packers both sit players and both lose this weekend, we get the Packers.
I'm not scared of Jordan Love right now.
I'm not scared either.
I think he's so mid. I would.
He's better than mid.
I think he's played pretty mid this season.
He was playing. This past game was kind of weird. That game was weird yesterday, where they were getting blown out, then they came back late and make it interesting. But they didn't play well for three quarters of that game. Then they made it, close in the fourth quarter. I'm looking at the playoff run the Eagles could have to go through here. If they get to the Super Bowl, they're really going to earn this. I mean, they're going to play a 12-win team in the first round. They may have to play the Vikings or the Lions in the second round and then play the other one in the title game. It's a serious, serious road all the way through if they're going to get to the Super Bowl. Scott, King of Prussia. What's up, Scott? Scott going once, going twice.
Moment too big for Scott. It was too big.
It happens. It does. So let's go to talk to Tony in Langhorne. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Joe, what's going on? Hugh, what's going on?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Tony, what's up, buddy?
Hey, so before I get to my point, I got a quick thing that happened to me last week. So, Joe, I was getting my car serviced, and who should I run into?
Me.
But Joe Giglio.
I remember your name. Yeah, what's up? How you been? How long you have to stay there? I think I got out before you.
Yeah, I was there for a couple more hours. I was getting the inspection and the oil change.
Oh.
Joe, couldn't have been any nicer, man. Listen, Hugh, he had the swag, man. He had the AirPods. He had the bubble jacket. He was rocking it.
Yeah, he probably was in that. He was just trying to get through the day mode. He was just trying to get in and get out, Joe.
Well, it's one of those things. You bring the car in. Well, here's what it was, Tony. I had the option of, like, my wife and kids going to drop. We're going to take two cars and then go home, or they just send me and I have to wait.
Yeah, so you just waited.
Well, they sent me and I had to wait. Yes. I was in hanging out mode.
Wow, it was really nice to meet you, man. You couldn't be nicer.
Oh, you got it, Tony. So what are you thinking here? Play Saquon?
Absolutely. And this might be the first time I've actually ever agreed with a take from Elliott Shore Parks, because he also thinks that we have to go for the record. Because we've been talking about it for weeks. It's like, if he's within 60 yards, you got to do it. If he's within 70 yards, you got to do it. Listen, he rushed for 150 in his sleep on Sunday. He basically was just running it down their throat, 10 here, 12 here. He really didn't have a big breakout run until the end. Like, you just kind of just run them down your throats until it's, until they can't take it anymore. You could do that next week. And I'm really sick and tired of how people are saying, oh, he can get hurt. A.J. Brown got hurt in week 18 last year. They weren't going to do anything. That was a team that was done. They were finished and they knew it. This is a completely different team. Anybody can get hurt any week of the season. Like Hugh says, any given Sunday. Saquon could have got hurt in week 4, but he didn't. You got to play him. You got to do it. And it's so within striking distance. I agree. They can get it done in the first half and sit them, and that's your bye week right there.
Yeah, and you know what? And they don't have to play everyone. They could play the O-line. They could play Saquon, obviously, but they could sit a lot of defense. They could be strategic about this, Tony. Be smart. Get him in. Get him out. Get the record. Tony, man, we appreciate the phone call. And
appreciate
you. Nice meeting you on Saturday. Yeah,
good that they met you, Joe. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Tony's a nice guy. We met, and we were both waiting for our cars.
It's not that cool.
Why not? I enjoyed meeting Tony.
Cool that Joe's nice out in public.
Well, what am I going to not be nice? Shut up.
I mean, it's just funny because it's funny. I've noticed this, especially when I'm walking with Ike, because Ike's so, his demeanor is so bubbly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people speak to him before they speak to
him. He's not.
I'm not. It's listen.
Yeah, I wouldn't call your personality bubbly when you first meet you.
First of all, when you meet me, I'm blind, so I'm probably squinting and looking. I'm mean mugging. Doesn't help that I'm blind. I'm a little blind. And I get told a lot of time I don't have the kind of persona where you feel like, you can come up and meet me.
You know what I think would help with that?
What's that?
A fully green beard. I think it would make
I won the bet, by the way.
I won the bet.
Hold on. We needed, six from Dallas to really put? I mean, is this
seven.
Not back in
seven.
Play?
No. They're not going to make it. They're not going to make
what,
it. Average
what if they shut
points.
Out the Giants?
No, they're not going to make
it. Is that impossible?
No, they went
1 point over.
1 point over.
No, but...
They got seven. We needed to hold them
to
six.
So we needed six and then zero? Yeah. That was the only way?
Yeah.
But so, I mean, there's also some people think the spirit of it should have started when we made it.
You know what's funny?
And in that case, we're well under 17.
Do you know
game.
What's funny? I'm sitting in the press box yesterday, and I know, like, after the Cowboys scored, I kind of took a sigh of relief.
You out loud in front of people?
No, I didn't. But Ike was sitting with me, right? And he was like,
oh,
yeah.
He sees right through it.
He
yeah.
saw that. You know, I hate the fact that he knows me as well.
Everyone's on to you now.
And people start saying, you know what? You should just dye green anyway for the show. And I'm like, what you mean for the show?
Yeah, no,
what
they're
does
right.
that mean?
They're right.
I'm not, like,
what do you mean?
Do I look like a team player?
Yeah.
Do I look like I do that? Do I look like I'm a prostitute myself just because I won the bet and y'all want me to do it anyway?
Yeah.
No.
Here's the bottom line, though.
What?
You said for a year and a half, defense the luxury. Then they turned
and
out,
I was right.
No, you were wrong. And they turned out to be one of the top two or three defenses
well.
In the league.
They played well.
There it is again. There's the way to just make it all seem like not that big of a deal.
That's the equivalent of saying little job.
Yeah, it is. Right, we have big fish to fry here. I have to go find this package for Marple Mac to open.
Let's go look for it.
And is this our final kiss the baby? I think it is.
Yeah, we'll all be, everything will be locked in after next week.
Oh, yeah,
it's our
stuck,
only chance
though.
To do it before.
Yeah. I'm in a bad spot.
Well, yeah, there's a little bit of an update here. And you and I, Hugh, can play this strategically to back Joe into a bit of a corner here.
You guys are unbelievable. All right, well,
yeah, we might as well.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop forward. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. It's that time. It's time to kiss the baby for the final time.
Unfortunately for you, pal.
My show sheet. My sheet out.
Yeah, I was doing so well. Up until 2 weeks ago, I hadn't a single. So I'm at one. I think I have one team. I'm stuck with the Niners,
you are
right?
Stuck with the Niners, correct.
As of now. And we'll see what happens moving forward. But you guys are stuck with multiple teams, right?
I'm in a bad spot.
He was currently stuck with the Jags, Titans, and Seahawks.
I'm in a bad spot.
So is there anyone who haven't you eliminated that you should eliminate before we go to this week?
Who I haven't eliminated?
Yeah, right. Like this week, Miami's facing elimination.
Yes. Hugh has already eliminated the Dolphins.
Have you eliminated the Bengals?
He has.
I eliminated Cincinnati.
And he is. So Hugh has also eliminated the Broncos, which is tough. I mean, he's going to be stuck with either Bengals or Broncos out.
I'm in a bad spot. So for me, I got to be in the South.
So who are you picking to win the division? Mm-hmm. Bucks or Falcons?
You know what's funny? Because me and Kyle were talking and we were trying to figure out how to pigeonhole you. But here's the dilemma.
But don't you have to worry about yourself over here?
Well, no. See, I ain't worried about me. I'm being petty.
Oh, okay.
I'm being petty. But see, here's my dilemma. Mm-hmm. It's Tampa and Atlanta.
Right, so you got to pick who wins the division right now, and then eliminate the other one.
And you know, I got ties. I'm affiliated with Atlanta.
Oh, Hugh,
I'm affiliated, man. And you know, I mean, those are my peoples down there.
Good morning,
Don't
Atlanta.
Don't make this easy for you.
And it's like, and I also have, we also got history with Tampa Bay.
Who are you taking out?
Oh, no, Hugh.
Who are you eliminating?
I'm worried.
I'm going to take the Bucks, man.
Hugh's got the Bucks out.
Did you eliminate the Bucks?
I'm eliminating the Bucks.
Are you kidding me?
Woo! I know, man. I can't. I'm keeping hope alive in the A, man.
Oh, my God.
I talked to them folks last week.
He's counting on Rizzy Ball this week.
You just screwed me.
Yeah, I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get the Falcons in the playoffs, man. They can make it.
So
I need to get the Falcons in the playoffs.
Kyle, who are you eliminating?
That's awful, Hugh. I'm so disappointed in you.
What do you
got? I know.
I didn't eliminate the Dolphins yet. I think the Dolphins are going to be out.
There you go. I like that. And I will eliminate the Atlanta Falcons.
Come with Hugh, man.
I know.
If the Bucks win the division, which they should with a win over New Orleans, I only have one blemish on my playoff field for the entire year.
And see now he peacocking. See what he's doing. But no,
anything can happen.
Rizzy Ball, I'm counting on Rizzy Ball.
Rizzy
man, anything
Ball?
Can happen.
Rizzy's a fool.
Wow. Kyle, you gonna let that stand? You was all with.
You know what? Now I am because you just screwed me.
We all had our own personal agenda.
I knew once you started talking through the Atlanta thing, he was going.
Come on, man.
I workshopped it.
Yeah, he's good morning, Atlanta, and everyone there. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here, and then we'll do a little around the NFL as we kind of set up the final week of the season. We know what's at stake with the Eagles and who they're going to play and Saquon, but we'll look around the league at what's at stake for the top seed of the NFC and then the wild potential 7 seed scenario in the AFC with Cincinnati. Let's go to the phone lines here. Black Gritty's up. Hey, Black Gritty.
Guys, the first time I met Hugh, he looked at me like a little kid looked at broccoli. I was like, dog, it's all good. I'm just trying to say hi, play. You know what I mean? But now he dapped me up using a big old bear hug.
No, dude, you got to warm up the people,
nice
man.
Nice intro, too. You buffed me off. You was like, get away from me, yo. You rhyme here.
I'm just saying,
what are you
man?
Doing a black crew?
I got to warm up the people,
you
man.
You looked at him like broccoli?
No, I'm just saying, man. You know, I got to warm up the people, man. I'm not warm and fuzzy like all the time. But once I get to know you, it's different.
Yeah. One of the girls came up to me and she was like, "Is he security?" I'm like, "No, he's a WWE Eagle legend." So, anywho, for legacy line, go get it. Stoutland University deserves it. We have to go and get this. I'm tired of hearing about we got the best offensive line in football. Go out there and put your stamp on it, put your stank on it, and go get that thing. It's right there in front of you. Stoutland deserves it. This line deserves it. Saquon deserves it. I mean, have you ever never dated anybody and they break up with you and you get somebody new and then you meet them at the party and you got to go and show off? I'm just saying you get to go back to New York with the new girl and be like, look, this is the best
especially
thing
you're going
to ever have in
cute.
Your
they
life.
They look better than the person that you had. Yeah.
Make them all feel it too. So I want it for us. I want it for him. I want it for Stoutland. I want Stoutland to get a statue that goes out there and says that we had the best O-line in the universe because we deserve it and we can get it. And Joe Giglio,
It's rare that I said, but I'm proud of you, boys. You've been on the right side of history on this. I mean, my goodness. The broke black
said he proud of you.
It's yeah, about I'm time. I was due, Black Gritty.
And one last thing, too. Hugh, your algorithm, you know that we can see you, dog. And some of the things you be liking out here, I'm just saying. When you put them little hearts on things, watch yourself on the grid.
I ain't hearted nothing crazy. Well, I did heart something crazy this morning. Well, it was. I follow somebody, and she never mind. We can talk about it.
Okay, exactly.
Oh, I think I saw this when I woke up this morning. People were roasting you in the comment section.
I mean, but it wasn't my post. I just thought, I was just like, ooh. I just said, ooh.
Oh, yeah, I know what that one was.
That was a lot.
That was vacation, Hugh.
Besides the algorithm, one last thing. He's bound to die. You get on that bus. We doing it.
We about to be on a bus.
Yeah, Black Gritty, we appreciate it. Happy New Year. When we
all the way to
when
Louisiana.
We get back, we really got to workshop this bus whole thing with Rod here and get the logistics going. Because we are, guys, we're 3 wins away. And this game doesn't count, like win or loss. I mean, 3 real wins away from a bus trip to New Orleans. Have you kind of put that in your head yet? Like 3 wins starting 2 weekends from now away from New Orleans. That's all that separates us from a trip to New Orleans.
You know what's funny? Initially when we did it, I was all gung-ho for it because, like, for me, the trip is about going to Buc-ee's.
Yeah, you were gung-ho because you didn't think that there was a chance.
Well, no, because the trip was going to, for me, the trip was going to Buc-ee's.
You felt secure.
And I wanted, I wanted to get some Buc-ee t-shirts.
Yep.
I wanted to get some beaver nuggets and some stuff like that, like some beef jerky. Now it's turned into a whole thing.
Oh, it's a thing.
I mean, I'm with it, but it's like, damn. To ride to
you
Louisiana,
get,
I mean,
you are. Right, you have a week here to get yourself prepared. Because when we get back, I expect a green beard and a bus trip to New Orleans.
Wait a minute, the green beard, but I won, though.
Nah, you didn't.
I did.
I mean, you could say that, but
I did win.
In the spirit of it, you lost.
How did I lose in the spirit of
because
it?
Because you said for 2 years the defense doesn't matter.
And
they're the best team because of defense.
I said it was a luxury and they not a necessity.
Yeah, that was silly.
I was dead on.
You weren't. Like,
I was dead on
the take.
And when we made this bet, the bet was 17 points or less.
Dude, the take went on life support the minute it left
and,
your lips.
And it went on, if it went on life support, but are we still here? We're
no,
here
we're
to
not.
End the,
what
yes,
are you talking about?
I won. That's
no,
what I'm talking
no, you
about.
Won, you won the over-under on the points per game, not
no,
the defensive luxury.
But I won the bet. I won the over-under
we'll
bet.
Deep
we'll
down,
see
you
if
lost.
You won.
I mean, I think if you ask people deep down, did Hugh win or lose,
no,
they'd say lost.
Deep down, I won because I don't have a green beard.
Not yet.
Now y'all changing the deal. Y'all changing it again. See?
Yes, we are. We're moving the
always
goalposts.
Always move the goalposts.
I wish Vegas moved the line as much as y'all did.
Well, sometimes they do when there's things like, you know, injuries and stuff. Tony and Fox Chase. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's going on?
Happy Monday, Tony. What's up, buddy?
Listen, on those 2 polls that you guys are talking about, first of all, I want to say thank you to both you and Hugh because your slot is my favorite slot of the day. I spent all day in my truck.
Well, thank you.
Well, Tony, we appreciate you being part of it, buddy. What are you thinking here?
Here are my thoughts. I've been fortunate enough to go to a couple of the Eagles games, and I was at the Giants game when they were burning Barkley's jersey. Right. So my thoughts are, played in the first half, let him get his 101. It's a team win when he does it. And don't play scared. If you're scared, get a dog. I mean, on any given play, any given day, you know, someone can get hurt. And the ultimate goal is the Super Bowl. But this is a momentous moment. And whether or not Sirianni is making this decision on his own, I don't think so. I think it's a collaborative effort. That's the way it's been playing out from the very beginning, a collaborative effort. I think they'll get their heads together. I think they'll look at the risk, reward factor. I think we'll get it done.
Well, Tony, I agree, and I think you're right that it's collaborative. They're going to factor everything in. They're going to factor how much this means to the team. And I think, yes, Tony, also, like Saquon, it's the story of the season, and you can't like have it incomplete. He came here, he signed here, they brought him here, and now because of him, they've had this special season. I find it just it'd be too hard for me to say no to him to try to win get this record.
Exactly. And not to mention how the Giants, who have nothing to play for, they have pride. They're going to want to try to prevent it from happening. They're not going to lay down, Hugh, like you were asking them to. they're going to bring it.
They might. They might be ready. They might be 1-2-3 Cancun in this thing.
But did you do that when you were in your last game with the Jets?
I mean, I didn't really have a choice.
You did it for a whole year in Jacksonville.
They were like, hey, slow down. What you talking about? Like, yeah, they were tripping.
Tony, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Yeah, we had a call earlier who mentioned maybe they were trying to hurt him. I don't think that's going to happen. I think there's too much respect in the league, and obviously some of those guys he played with, some of them might be their first year there. I don't think they would try to injure him on purpose at all, and I think they would try to stop him. Here's the issue. They can't stop anybody. I mean, he's going to run for 100 if he wants to and if they want to do it, and I think he would. They run him. I think they'll get this record by the third quarter.
The Giants are pretty unstoppable against the Colts yesterday.
No, I think that might be more of a Colts thing. That might be more of a Colts thing.
Who should feel worse about that game?
The Colts stink, man.
We're watching that game, and it was like, wow, they really came to play today.
Well, and they cost themselves the number one overall pick that.
They probably got their coach fired. That's some old Lovie Smith stuff, ain't it?
It happens every year where a team has the number one pick, and they're like, nah, we're going to win. Yeah.
But you know, think about that, though. But when Lovie did that, he kind of set the Texans up and put them in a good spot.
Yeah, we gave him Stroud. Yeah. Well, they didn't
the
know
wrong,
that.
The wrong
no,
pick.
No, it was the wrong, right. yeah.
Bryce Young turns out to be.
Yeah.
It's not as crazy as it seemed six weeks ago, 10 weeks ago.
The Colts blew it to Jacksonville with Wentz in that final game?
They were 14-point favorite. 14-point favorite. Jesus. That was wild. That was almost impossible when it happened. By the way, you see some of the lines are out for this week. Week 18 is always weird because you don't know who's going to start. You don't know who's going to sit. Motivation. Did you see how much the Ravens are favored by over the Browns on Sunday?
Don't say 40.
Well, no. 18. It's the biggest spread in the NFL this year. 18 points. Ravens win. They win their division.
When you said it like that, I want this.
Oh! It's that time. It's time to kiss the baby for the final time.
Unfortunately for you, pal.
My sheet out.
Yeah, I was doing so well. Up until 2 weeks ago, I hadn't a single. So I'm at one. I think I have one team. I'm stuck with the Niners,
you are
right?
Stuck with the Niners, correct.
As of now. And we'll see what happens moving forward. But you guys are stuck with multiple teams, right? You got.
Yeah,
Hugh's
plus
got like
one team. I got
some of the worst teams in the league.
I'm in a bad spot.
Hugh is currently stuck with the Jags, Titans, and Seahawks.
I'm in a bad spot.
So is there anyone who haven't you eliminated that you should eliminate before we go to this week?
Who I haven't eliminated?
Yeah, right. Like this week, Miami's facing elimination.
Yes. Hugh has already eliminated the Dolphins.
Have you eliminated the Bengals?
He has.
I eliminated Cincinnati.
And he is. So Hugh has also eliminated the Broncos, which is tough. I mean, he's going to be stuck with either Bengals or Broncos out.
I'm in a bad spot. So for me, I got to be in the South.
So who are you picking to win the division? Mm-hmm. Bucks or Falcons?
You know what's funny? Because me and Kyle were talking and we were trying to figure out how to pigeonhole you. But here's the dilemma.
But don't you have to worry about yourself over here?
Well, no. See, I ain't worried about me. I'm being petty.
Oh, okay.
I'm being petty. But see, here's my dilemma. Mm-hmm. It's Tampa and Atlanta.
Right, so you got to pick who wins the division right now, and then eliminate the other one.
And you know, I got ties. I'm affiliated with Atlanta.
Oh, Hugh,
I'm affiliated, man. And you know, I mean, those are my peoples down there.
Good morning,
Don't
Atlanta.
Don't make this easy for you.
And it's like, and I also have, we also got history with Tampa Bay.
Who are you taking out?
Oh, no, Hugh.
Who are you eliminating?
I'm worried.
I'm going to take the Bucks, man.
Hugh's got the Bucks out.
Did you eliminate the Bucks?
I'm eliminating the Bucks.
Are you kidding me?
Woo! I know, man. I can't. I'm keeping hope alive in the A, man.
Oh, my.
I talked to them folks last week.
He's counting on Rizzy Ball this week.
You just screwed me.
Yeah, I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get the Falcons in the playoffs, man. They can make it.
So Hugh,
I need to get the Falcons
ball.
In the playoffs.
Kyle, who are you eliminating?
That's awful, Hugh. I'm so disappointed in you.
What do you
got? I know.
I didn't eliminate the Dolphins yet. I think the Dolphins are going to be out.
There you go. I like that. And I will eliminate the Atlanta Falcons.
Come with Hugh, man.
I know. If the Bucs win the division, which they would have win over New Orleans, I only have one blemish on my playoff field for the entire year.
See, now he peacocking. See what he's doing? But no,
anything half blemishes.
Rizzy Ball, I'm counting on Rizzy Ball,
Rizzy
man. Anything happens?
Rizzy's a fool.
Wow. Kyle, you going to let that stand? You was all with
you. Yeah, no, you know what? Now I am, because you just screwed me.
We all had our own personal agenda.
I knew once you started talking through the Atlanta thing, he was going.
Come on,
with it.
Man.
That was
I workshopped it.
Yeah, he's good morning, Atlanta, and everyone there. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here, and then we'll do a little around the NFL as we kind of set up the final week of the season. We know what's at stake with the Eagles and who they're going to play and Saquon, but we'll look around the league at what's at stake for the top seed of the NFC and then the wild potential seven seed scenario in the AFC with Cincinnati. Let's go to the phone lines here. Black Gritty's up. Hey, Black Gritty.
Guys, the first time I met Hugh, he looked at me like a little kid looked at broccoli. I was like, dog, it's all good. I'm just trying to say hi, player. You know what I mean? But now he dapping up using a big old bear hug.
No, cool dude, I mean, you got to warm up the people,
man. Give me a nice intro, too. You buffed me off. You was like, get away from me, yo. You rhyme here. Get from
no,
now
I'm just
here.
Saying,
what are you
man?
Doing a black creed?
I got to warm up the people,
you
man.
You looked at him like broccoli?
No, I'm just saying, man. You know, I got to warm up the people, man. I'm not warm and fuzzy like all the time. But once I get to know you, it's different.
Yeah. One of the girls came up to me, and she was like, is he security? I'm like, no. He's a Philadelphia Eagle legend. So, anywho, for legacy line, go get it. Stoutley University deserves it. We have to go and get this. I'm tired of hearing about we got the best offensive line in football. Go out there and put your stamp on it. Put your stank on it and go get that thing. It's right there in front of you. Stoutland deserves it. This line deserves it. Saquon deserves it. I mean, have you ever never dated anybody and they break up with you and you get somebody new and then you meet them at the party and you got to go and show off? I'm just saying you get to go back to New York with the new girl and be like, look, this is the best
especially
thing you're going to ever have in
cute.
Your
they
life.
They look better than the person that you had. Yeah.
Make them all feel it too. So I want it for us. I want it for him. I want it for Stoutland. I want Stoutland to get a statue that goes out there and says that we had the best O-line in the universe because we deserve it and we can get it. And Joe Giglio, this is rare that I said, but I'm proud of you, boys. You've been on the right side of history on this. I mean, my goodness. Broke Black
Gritty. He's proud of you.
It's about time. I was due, Black Gritty.
And one last thing, too. Hugh, your algorithm, you know that we can see you, dog. And some of the things you be liking out here, I'm just saying. When you put them little hearts on things, why is it so funny?
I ain't hearted nothing crazy. Well, I did heart something crazy.
Don't you
agree
with something?
I follow somebody, and she – never mind. We can talk about it.
Okay, exactly.
Oh, I think I saw this when I woke up this morning. People were roasting you in the comment section.
I mean, but it wasn't my post. I just thought, I was just like, ooh. I just said, ooh.
Oh, yeah, I know what that one was. That was vacation, Hugh.
Besides the algorithm, one last thing. He's bound to die. You get on that bus. We doing it.
We're about to be on a bus.
Yeah, Black Gritty, we appreciate it. Happy New Year. When we
all the way to
when
Louisiana.
We get back, we really got to workshop this this bus whole thing with Rod here and get the logistics going. Because we are, guys, we're 3 wins away. And this game doesn't count like win or loss. I mean 3 real wins away from a bus trip to New Orleans. Have you kind of put that in your head yet? Like 3 wins starting 2 weekends from now away. From New Orleans. That's all that separates us from a trip to New Orleans. 3
you know
wins.
What's funny? Initially when we did it, I was all gung-ho for it. Because, for me, the trip is about going to Bucky's.
Yeah, you were gung-ho because you didn't think that there was a chance.
Well, no,
because
the trip was going to Bucky's.
You felt secure.
And I wanted to get some Bucky t-shirts.
Yep.
I wanted to get some beaver nuggets and some stuff like that, like some beef jerky. Now it's turned into a whole thing.
Oh, it's a thing.
I mean, I'm with it, but it's like, damn. To ride to
you
Louisiana,
get,
I mean, yeah.
You have a week here to get yourself prepared. Because when we get back, I expect a green beard and a bus trip to New Orleans.
Wait a minute, the green beard, but I won, though.
Nah, he didn't.
I did win.
The spirit of it, you lost.
How did I lose in the spirit of
because
it?
You said for 2 years the defense doesn't matter.
And
they're the best team because
of
defense.
I said it was a luxury and not a necessity.
Yeah, that was silly.
I was dead on.
you weren't.
I was dead on.
Love the take.
And when we made this bet, the bet was 17 points or less.
Dude, the take went on life support the minute it left your lips.
And it went on, if it went on life support, but we still here.
We're not. What are you talking about?
I won.
No, you won. You won the over under on the points per game, not the defensive luxury.
But I won the bet. I won the over under bet.
Deep down, you lost. I mean, I think if you ask people deep down, did Hugh win or lose, they'd say lost.
Deep down, I won because I don't have a green beard.
Not yet. Yeah, see, look at you.
Now y'all changing the deal. Y'all changing it again. See?
Yes, we are. We're moving the
goalposts. Always move the goalposts.
I wish Vegas moved the line as much as y'all did.
Well, sometimes they do when there's things like, you know, injuries and stuff. Tony and Fox Chase. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's going on?
Happy Monday, Tony. What's up, buddy?
Listen, on those two polls that you guys are talking about, first of all, I want to say thank you to both you and Hugh because your slot is my favorite slot of the day. I spent all day in my truck.
Well, thank you.
Well, Tony, we appreciate you being part of it, buddy. What are you thinking here?
Here are my thoughts. I've been fortunate enough to go to a couple of the Eagles games, and I was at the Giants game when they were burning Barkley's jersey. Right. So my thoughts are, play them the first half. Let him get his 101. It's a team win when he does it. And don't play scared. If you're scared, get a dog. I mean, on any given play, any given day, you know, someone can get hurt. And the ultimate goal is the Super Bowl. But this is a momentous moment. And whether or not Sirianni is making this decision on his own, I don't think so. I think it's a collaborative effort. That's the way it's been playing out from the very beginning, a collaborative effort. I think they'll get their heads together. I think they'll look at the risk, reward factor. I think we'll get it done.
Well, Tony, I agree, and I think you're right that it's collaborative. They're going to factor everything in. They're going to factor how much this means to the team. And I think, yes, Tony, also, like Saquon, It's the story of the season, and you can't like have it incomplete. He came here, he signed here, they brought him here, and now because of him, they've had this special season. I find it'd be too hard for me to say no to him to try to win, get this record.
Exactly, and not to mention how the Giants, who have nothing to play for, they have pride. They're going to want to try to prevent it from happening. They're not going to lay down, Hugh, like you were asking them to. they're going to bring it.
They might. They might be ready. They might be 1-2-3 Cancun in this thing.
But did you do that were in your last game with the Jets?
I mean, I didn't really have a choice.
You did it for a whole year in Jacksonville.
They were like, hey, slow down. What you talking about? Like, yeah, they were tripping.
Tony, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Yeah, we had a call earlier who mentioned maybe they would try to hurt him. I don't think that's going to happen. I think there's too much respect in the league, and obviously some of those guys he played with, some of them might be their first year there. I don't think they would try to injure him on purpose at all, and I think they would try to stop him. Here's the issue. They can't stop anybody. I mean, he's going to run for 100 if he wants to and if they want to do it, and I think he would. They run him. I think they'll get this record by the third quarter.
The Giants are pretty unstoppable against the Colts yesterday.
No, I think that might be more of a Colts thing. That might be more of a Colts situation.
Who should feel worse about that game?
The Colts stink, man.
We're watching that game, and it was like, wow, they really came to play today.
Well, and they cost themselves the number one overall pick with that.
They probably got their coach fired. That's some old Lovie Smith stuff, ain't it?
It happens every year where a team has the number one pick, and they're like, nah, we're going to win.
But you know, think about that, though. But when Lovie did that, he kind of set the Texans up and put them in a good spot.
Yeah, we gave him Stroud, yeah. Yeah. Well, they didn't
know. Bryce Young turns out to be.
Yeah.
It's not as crazy as it seems 6 weeks ago.
It's not.
10 weeks ago.
The Colts blew it to Jacksonville with Wentz in the final game.
They were 14-point favorite. 14-point favorite. Jeez. That was wild. That was almost impossible when it happened. By the way, you see some of the lines are out for this week. Week 18 is always weird because you don't know who's going to start. You don't know who's going to sit. Motivation. Did you see how much the Ravens are favored by over the Browns on Sunday?
Don't say 40.
Well, no, 18. It's the biggest spread in the NFL this year. 18 points. Ravens win, they win their division.
When you said it like that, I want to